ABC Radio Australia.
A group of West Papuan refugees who've been moved from place to place around the PNG capital, Port Moresby, for years are now being ordered to demolish their makeshift homes and move again. The refugees and their families have been living in essentially slum-like conditions while they wait for authorities to fulfil a promise to find them a permanent home. But that promise remains unfulfilled, as Liam Fox reports.
Rainbow Camp in Port Moresby has been home for a group of West Papuan refugees and their families for more than a decade. They've built makeshift homes and businesses along a drain between two residential areas. All up, around 400 people live there. But the situation, as poor as it is, might soon come to an end. Late last week, council officers, escorted by police, handed people demolition notices, ordering them to take the structures down. Speaking on a scratchy phone line, community leader Olaf Wyankau says they have nowhere else to go.
We
don't know, he says. We are here while the government of Papua New Guinea find a place for us. Some of the refugees have been in PNG for nearly 50 years. Over those years, authorities have shunted them from place to place, amid promises to find them a home. Richard Bunton lives next to the community at Rainbow Camp. He works for the NGO PNG Trust, which provided the land on which the West Papuans now live after the Port Moresby Governor Powers Parkop pledged to find them a permanent solution. Mr. Bunton says living conditions in the settlement are poor.
We have a single tap which they all share from. They have a single electricity meter. So every day, by the end of the day, there's somebody walking around the camp calling out for one kina. Everybody contributes a kina each, and then they top up the electricity. It's very poor conditions here. There's no proper sanitation. They're living in a drain.
He says the treatment of the refugees over the years by PNG authorities is a disgrace.
The last time this happened to them, they were living, if you remember, out near 9 Mile. They ended up on a traffic island right in front of the building which houses the office for the UNHCR. There's nowhere else in the city for them to go.
Governor Parkop says he was unaware of the move to serve the demolition notices on the refugees and their families, and he's not sure what prompted it. He says he will check the order to make sure the proper processes have been followed, and he will try to stop or at least slow their evictions.
I have committed to resettle them all. I have identified land for them. But the National Planning Department has been slow to grant access, so I hope I can sort it out soon and get proper allocation of the land so they've got security and can build a future.
For now, though, the future of the West Papuan refugees remains uncertain, a feeling they know all too well.